Welcome back to the show.
Oh, this is gonna be sweet.
How so?
National Lollipop Day.
It is.
Have a lollipop.
Suck on it.
This isn't gonna change the way you eat lollipops, is it?
Lollipop?
Lollipops.
National Lollipop Day.
Mr. Al, how many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll center of a Tootsie Pop?
Three.
It's a lollipop.
It's showtime. Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Happy Tuesday. I don't know, listening to Armstrong and Getty, we might have to come up with a t-shirt or something that says, I don't care if you're vaccinated. Don't tread on me. Freedom first. I don't care if you're vaccinated. We'll do our own little t-shirts. Thank you very much. So how you doing today? Is the wind kind of coming out of your sails, or are you just kind of feeling, oh, well, that's what the smoke and all the BS in the news does to you. But let me tell you, we got some good stuff to talk about today. We have some good news on things. But I do have a poll question that was got me thinking from all of your emails and your texts from yesterday as Jerry joined me for the last part of the show. And he made some great points that, you know, if I was out and doing some grinding in the backyard or something, decided to burn without a permit or even burned with a permit and things got out of hand, I'd be held accountable. It'd be all over everything. Yet when it's the U.S. Forest Service, not so much. So at 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com, should the person or people who made the call at the U.S. Forest Service to hold off on putting the Tamarack fire out because of the terrain? We have planes. Be held accountable. Should that actual person be held accountable? What are your thoughts on that? Talk and text 884-9910. Yesterday's poll question, also brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Should the Biden regime have invited the UN into this country to investigate racism? 99% of those participating had really good participation yesterday, too. 99% said no. You clean up your own backyard before you come into mine. That's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. The UN is part of the problem. A major part of the problem. Just keep your eyes open. That's all I ask. Speaking of racism, the critical race theory concept, the 1619 Project. The person who created the 1619 Project, by the way, just so you know, she is out there celebrating the Cuban dictatorship. Yeah. It's about Marxism. It's about communism. She's out there, you know, this boy. If we all lived like Cuba, then everything would be hunky-dory. Everything would be great. She thinks Cuba's system of equity is perfect. And then that's how the U.S. should be. Cubans are not fighting for vaccinations, as the Biden regime would like you to think. They're fighting for freedom. People don't risk their lives to come into this country by homemade rafts because of vaccinations. It's food, it's water, it's electricity, it's health that the Cuban government keeps from all of its citizens. Censorship, shutting down the internet. People get, oh, we can fly this balloon over and give Cubans internet. Well, then why didn't you do it? What's taking so long? Because they don't want you to see the pictures. They don't want you to hear the stories of what's coming out of Cuba. And why does a Cuban refugee, someone who came to this country, who is leading the charge for Homeland Security, why does he say that if you're from Cuba, if you're from Haiti, you try to get into this country illegally, you're out. Don't even try it. Yet nothing's being done at our southern border for the illegals pouring across. And I do mean pouring across. June, 188,000 plus illegals pouring across the borders. That's just June. May hit record numbers. June broke that record. Every month, it just keeps getting worse and worse and worse. And Biden's using the military to fly illegals all over the country. That's illegal. That's against our Constitution. And he thinks he's the president of this country? But see, that's okay. You have to understand the difference. That's okay because those votes eventually will turn into Democrat votes. Once he gets them the amnesty that the Democrats want, which, by the way, is in the transportation bill. I'm sorry, the infrastructure bill. Talk about infrastructure. Building your voting base. But see, people who know communism, people who know Marxism, you know, Haitians, Cubans. No, 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 no. We're not going to lift a finger to help them because, well, moving into this country, trying to get into this country, those people would be voting against it. So that would hurt them. Just saying. People in Florida are putting out videos that have immigrated from Cuba. Huge population of Cubans. Cuban Americans in Florida. One of my favorites, Pitbull. Absolutely love him. Zig zig zow. Wum, bum, bum. Yeah. Love Pitbull. He's telling Americans to wake the F up. And actually, a lot of Cuban Americans are saying that. A lot of Venezuelan Americans, Russian Americans, Chinese Americans. If this country is so bad with racism, then why are people from these Marxist countries, and if Marxism is so wonderful, why are people literally risking their lives to get to this country? Because it's the elite who are pushing the racism, not the people. Little something here for you. The first person speaking is a female teacher.
But in terms of their development, this is going to sound really counterintuitive, especially if you're a parent. We actually, there's a number of studies that suggest we shouldn't be worrying too much about making white kids feel bad. Because they get so much false messages about their goodness that it's actually kind of critically important for them.
How much more ridiculous and racist can they get before somebody stands up and says, this is nonsense? So because a child is white, their feelings don't matter. How do you know that child didn't have one of the worst upbringings ever? How do you know that when they go home, they aren't already demeaned by their parents? How do you know that that child didn't grow up being told they'll never be anything, grew up in extreme poverty and have low self-esteem? It's okay to ridicule and slander a child because of the color of their skin. How racist can you get? If she was saying this about a black child, people would be outraged. This is what critical race theory does to the mind. This is disgusting.
It is. It's absolutely disgusting. I guess it's not disgusting for the Washoe County School Board of Trustees, though. Dr. Taylor. Dr. Christine. Because these are the things that they're pushing. An actual administrator saying, well, it doesn't matter what, you know, if white kids' feelings are hurt. You know, they need to learn. They've had so much privilege up to this point. They need to learn. Yeah. It's the Monica Jay Show.
July 20th is National Nap Day. So relax, close your eyes, and...
Mom?
Lie down on the couch and... let the world go by as you drift away. Make that National Wish I Could Nap Day.
Mom.
Right now, there is only one radio station talking about what's going on in Northern Nevada. Live and local, right now. 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
And those valleys, absolutely gorgeous, except when they're covered in smoke. And you can't see anything. Because we have such beautiful scenery here in Northern Nevada, and we have to love it. So yesterday I was talking about going onto my webpage. If you go to either 991fmtalk.com or 923fmtalk.com, stop by and participate in today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. But head on over to my page, go under schedule, click weekdays, click my picture. Takes you on to just a whole lot of stuff that I've put out there for you that you can do your own research from. Always do your own research. I give you the highlights. Dig deep. And don't stop just because somebody like Reuters or Politico or somebody like that tells you, oh, no, that's fake. Remember, all those organizations are owned by the same people who don't want you to know what's going on. There is a video there that is underneath, it's right above where it says week of July 19th. Must watch Survival of the Fittest. That is coming from the UK, a gentleman in the UK. YouTube video. I'm surprised it's still up and it hasn't been taken down. Oh, no, wait, this is, I think actually it's on BitChute. So, YouTube. People going out and starting up their own things. Which, by the way, of starting up your own things, Getter is now supposedly connected to the CCP, the Communist Chinese Party. Don't jump onto things as soon as they start up. Let people do some research on them. The Freedom Phone. Let's name it the Freedom Phone and everybody will jump onto it. Yeah, you got to stop doing that. It's basically filled with tracking devices and everything that it is supposed to be, it is not. But definitely, if you get a chance, Survival of the Fittest is only 16 minutes. It is worth your time. So please, check it out. Dennis, thank you so much. These are words to live by. Quote here, quote, finish each day and be done with it. You've done what you could. Some blunders and absurdities, no doubt, crept in. Forget them as soon as you can. Tomorrow's a new day. You shall begin it serenely and with too high a spirit to be encumbered with your old nonsense. Ralph Waldo Emerson. Let the garbage go. Take a deep breath. Get that wind beneath your sails again, because there are good things out there. Mother Nature is taking its toll. Big time. There's floods in Germany, Belgium, Austria, almost said Australia, Austria, this country. Boy, Arizona got hammered the other night. I didn't realize we were actually in monsoon season last night until I was reading this story. And then the skies opened up and my dog comes in because I had the door open. My dog comes in and shakes water all over me. It's like, oh, we got some rain going. But as I talk about good things come to those who wait. Yeah. Case number 221 CV00702 CLM. Document 15. Filed 7/19/21. Page 41 of 67. Whistleblower testimony. 45,000 deaths caused by vaccines. Stick around. I'll let you know what's going on with plaintiff expert Jane Doe, a computer programmer who is the subject or with subject matter expertise in healthcare data analytics field. You think VAERS is bad? Wait till you hear this. It's the Monica Jay Show.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And Martin thinks that I am being unfair. That's okay. Let's check this out. Let's put it into context. Today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Should the person who made the call at the U.S. Forest Service to hold off on putting the Tamarack fire out be held accountable? 923fmtalk.com or 991fmtalk.com. So Martin sent me this. unfair to blame the local Forest Service fire management officer for not fighting the fire in steep terrain. There are also a limited number of aircraft and firefighters available to fight fires. The government should fund for more fire resources and less funding for the free programs that Democrats are funding to get future votes. Well, that last part there, Martin, you are absolutely 100% correct. You know, here we just came out of a story of billionaires going into space, spending millions upon millions of dollars, when we should be fighting right here at home. But here's where the but comes in. If the local fires or local Forest Service fire management, if the officer there doesn't scream at the top of his lungs that this is going on and that things need to change and that this needs to be funded, then nothing's going to happen. Nothing. So, in my opinion, it's not unfair to blame this particular person, because you can't get into a position like that and just, well, let things go on as usual. Because that is not, that's not fair to the people who lose their homes, their property, their memories, their land, their businesses. Because we couldn't call out one or two flights with some retardant to spread on a fire that was in a hard location to get to. Fire spreads. Wind carries embers. Everybody knows that. We entrust the professionals in the fire departments, in the Forest Service, to protect us and to manage this. We now have a 40,000-acre uncontained, out-of-control fire raging because people didn't speak up. Well, they spoke up, but they said, you know, boy, it's in a hard-to-get-to area, and we're going to just see how this goes. See how it plays out. The Tamarack Fire is just one example. One example of many, many cases that we have had here in Northern Nevada, in California. And it has to stop. Become a whistleblower. Do something. People in that area had a feeling. They had a feeling this was going to get out of control. This is from Bill. What is wrong with these people to let it burn? Someone should be held accountable, just like the Little Valley Fire. Public safety. That is a priority. Our safety, whether it be the Forest Service, local fire department, the police department, that is one of the basic fundamentals that our taxes go to. Let's see. It's from KTVN.com. Today, I'm 100% concerned on stopping this fire and protecting your guys' homes. When they do that back burn, I'm going to evacuate Mesa Vista. I'll make it mandatory because I don't trust them. I know it's going to jump or something. I just do not want to deal with that, said Alpine County Sheriff Rick Stevens. Adding that he told other agencies, you're going to listen to me and the chief about everything that goes on around here. The U.S. Forest Service let people down. Again. It's not the first time. We have people call in all the time with mismanagement stories. I get emails. I get texts. At what point do we say, you need to start protecting us? I don't care what the cost is. Don't care what your budget says. Look at the fire map. The fire map of the U.S. Focus in on the West. It's all red. The fires are everywhere. The smoke is damaging to people. Yeah, a good fire every once in a while. Clean the forest floor. Keep forests healthy. I get it. But almost the entire state of California is on fire. So, what do? We hold our elected representatives accountable. Stop funding the garbage that they're funding. Like, oh, using the military to fly illegals all over the country. If we're going to use our military for something, why don't we let them fight fires? Let's go to the talk and text lines, 884-9910. Check in with Wes this morning. Wants to talk about the fires. Hey, Wes.
Hi, Monica. Say, I was just going to, I just wanted to make the comment that, you know, we're actually paying massive amounts of money for this stupid shit. I'm sorry.
That's all right. I know it's passionate and, you know, it slips every once in a while, but you're right.
Well, the thing is that, you know, we don't put fires out anymore. We manage them and we, you know, and it all, I think it all results in, you know, it's because of the money issue. And they, you know, it's big business. Fires are big business.
Yeah.
And you know, there's just no money in putting out fires. And I don't know how to... And then also, I don't think there's a desire to. I think they, you know, it's all part of this climate crap. And, you know, it goes hand in hand, and they use it, one, to reinforce the other. You know, the fires are so out of control because of the climate changing and all that. Well, that's not necessarily true. If you look at the sugar fire, the reason that happened, they had that under control. And then they decided that they were going to...
Oh, Wes, I think we lost you. Oh, there you go. Okay, Wes, your phone's cutting out, so I gotta let you go. But you are absolutely correct that they let these fires go, and it is part of the, sorry to sound like a broken record, it is part of the agenda. Literally to burn people out of the rural areas and take that land back. It's part of the climate crisis that, I'm sorry, when you've got all this thrush and you've got all of this dead stuff out there and the forests aren't being managed properly, yeah, you're going to get a blow up of the fires. Let's go to John. John wants to talk about the fires also. Boy, this hit a nerve here. Hey, John, what's on your mind?
Hey, Monica. I've been thinking about calling and talking to you about this, but you weren't with the topic, so I didn't want to interrupt it. But I wanted to talk about the Sugar Fire. We've been property owners up in the French Fin Lake area for 52 years, and we lost our place in the Sugar Fire.
I'm sorry, John.
But I wanted to talk about it. I've seen the forest go from being a clean, well-logged forest that when the logging companies would go in, they would upgrade their roads and bring them to a place that people could travel on, that equipment could get into. And in the event that there was a fire, it was a quick response to it, and it was, for all intents and purposes, quickly put out. As you know, with this Sugar Fire, it was contained, and there was a change in commanders that were commanding this, and they decided to let resources go, and they lost this fire. And that's how it grew to the size that it is.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see anymore. You don't anymore see any kind of massive grazing allowed in these forests. Like I mentioned with the logging, I mean, these were 30-mile-an-hour dirt roads that now are four-wheel drive trails. It's just a travesty. And the other thing that nobody's really talking about is the landowners or homeowners that have been burnt out. We're still not able to access our homes. And
wow, even now.
These folks in the Tamarack Fire, you know, if you've evacuated your property, who knows when you'll get into it. If this fire blows up as big as the Sugar Fire did, we're 2 weeks, 2 weeks out since they lack of a better word, since they started gaining containment on this fire, and they're still not letting us in there. You know, they're reporting 30 different structures lost. It's over 100 structures lost,
yeah.
But they don't know what's in the center of this burn area.
I just
wanted to chime in and
well, John, I'm glad you did, because it just reiterates the fact of, you know, poor management, you know, and
yeah.
the ultimate goal. John, I'm sorry about your loss, and thank you for calling in. I appreciate your time. I know it's hard.
Brought to you by A Master Mechanic in Sparks. Just like you, your car needs an annual checkup. A Master Mechanic invites you to schedule your comprehensive wellness checkup before you head out on the highway. A Master Mechanic in Sparks, 358-6777. 91 in Reno this afternoon. Moderate air quality, a bit worse quality in Carson City. Unhealthy ranges continue in the Carson Valley, Smith, and Mason Valleys. Today at 3, Lars Larson, 99.1 FM Talk.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk, radio, 99.1, KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Well, I am asking the question. Is it time we start holding people in the Forest Service responsible for these fires that get out of control because they're just left to either burn themselves out or the terrain is too hard to get into? Say yes. Before we get back to the phones real quick, love her. Congratulations to Representative Margie Taylor Greene. She got suspended from Twitter again. You know she's doing good work when that keeps happening. All right, on the talk and text line at 884-9910, David's on the line with us. David, what are your thoughts on what's going on around us with the fires, literally surrounding us?
Well, yes, good morning, Monica. I wholeheartedly agree with you on mismanagement practices of several agencies that fight over the jurisdiction of these fires in our area. Having worked fairly closely with those agencies and refueling up tankers in the Minden tanker base when it was based here, it is now up instead. I think they still do some helicopter operations out of Minden, or store the planes there. But yes, there is a lot of latency in the agencies to, first off, to fight over who has control. There's, you know, Forest Service, there's BLM, and there's another agency that controls who's in charge of the fire, who's gonna take charge and administer ground crews or air crew. And until the fire gets out of control and starts threatening buildings and people's lives and livestock, then they start putting air support. But it's about money. It's totally about money and who has control over it. A classic example would be the Franktown fire several years ago that started up in the hills. It was a controlled burn, and it was in the fall. And I remember there was a lot of warnings to all of us to not have outdoor burns or barbecues because very strong winds are coming in with the cold front. And so they had a controlled burn plan. And what did they do? They went ahead anyway with their plans. Despite all of us not being able to burn, they went ahead with their burn and it got out of control. The winds took it across the highway, 395 in Washoe Valley, and burned down at least 20 structures. One of them was down
multi-million-dollar homes.
Yes. And, you know, what's good for the goose isn't good for the gander in this case. You know, they tell us not to burn, and yet they go ahead with their plans. And they say, well, we plan these months in advance, and we have all the resources. In other words, people working to, you know, support the fire and to control it in place. But they don't want to pay them anyway and tell them to go home.
That's interesting that you say that, David, because I'm sitting here looking at a text from somebody that says, I know Forest Service people that rely on fires for their income. When I heard them talk about wanting fires, I cringed. So, you know, other people.
You remember
go ahead.
I remember quite a few years ago in Colorado, there was not a lot of activity in the fire department, shall we say, in the fire world. And there was a lover's quarrel, and a lady put out a lover's note to another firefighter, and she set it ablaze, and it caused a fire in Colorado that blew up huge. And they found
I think you're psychic, David, because I was thinking about that, and I was going to bring
that
up. I remember that story.
It's quite a story, but there is a video from this fire down in that's down south of Markleyville. We're talking about the Tamarack fire. I want to get back on point, but that was only a quarter acre from a lightning strike in a little mound of trees surrounded by granite. And the Forest Service circled it with either a plane or helicopter, saying that, it's too dangerous for our crews to go in there. We're not going to endanger them. So therefore, it poses no threat. And that's what has become this 20,000-acre fire that we're now dealing with here in the Carson 40, Valley.
40,000, yeah.
40,000, oh, my God. I mean, it's insane to not put it out immediately rather than to let it grow. And it's also part of a forest management practice. There's too much timber out there and too much fuel, so they're going to let it burn. So in the future, it lessens a future fire. But the future fire is here. It already came. They didn't put it out, and I just don't think that's a good practice.
Yeah.
And my side note here on a personal level is last summer we were surrounded by three fires in August through September, about a month, as we recall, where it was unhealthy. It was much like we have now, and you shouldn't be going outside breathing that. And a lot of the people that do live in this area are senior people who may have issues, may have asthma, may have heart disease, may have, other things that could cause a problem. And smoke only makes it worse.
Yeah.
It makes your heart work harder. It makes
I got to cut you off here. I got to take a break, but you are dead on every single issue. Thank you so much for joining the program. We'll be back and we'll discuss this more here on the Monica Jay Show.